And I can't record on this machine. So you've got the only recording.
Got the only recording. That's no pressure, right?
Don't fuck it up. Again.
Thank you. Thank you for being nice to me.
Are you ready? Ready?
I'm ready.
You are recording though right now, yes?
I've been recording for a couple minutes. You're
Okay,
wasting
wonderful.
tape.
Everyone, welcome to yet another episode, unbelievably episode 3 of Uncomfortable Silence, as always here on the West Coast in beautiful, finally not rainy San Diego is Trevor Crafts, and as always on the East Coast, my good friend, sometimes mentor, sometimes student, Kurt Kohler.
Hey everybody.
You know, Kurt,
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and I got to tell everybody in the audience right now, what we've decided to do is to put our webcams on so we can actually see each other, which
We're
I th
sorry.
no, it's
Because
okay.
we're stupid because we should have been doing it all along because
Yeah, we should have been doing it all along because we usually interact with each other just straight. You know, when we're seeing each other, we'll just do it on the phone. I think, though, I'm really glad that everyone out there, all maybe possibly even 30 of you, can't see what's going on because. You know, I'm gonna work through it, but some of the things, some of the images that I'm seeing, it's really almost too frightening to turn away. It's like a car wreck that I'm witnessing right now, but that's okay.
here to please.
How's your week been?
My week. I went to a party,
Fun.
which is always good, a Halloween party, last night. And then let's see. I think that's about all I did this week that I can remember, because that was last night, and then there was drinking
You have a,
involved.
yeah, very short memory.
And so I don't recall the rest of the week. How about you? What did you do?
Today, we have technology. We're guys that have technology. We appreciate technology. We loathe technology at certain points in time. But it's something that we have to sort of, you know, you have to just deal.
This podcast
So,
would not be possible without
correct.
technology.
Without the technology, the abilities to make recordings of our voices.
Yes.
I went over to an electronics store today. I was looking for, I need to do a storyboard. And I don't have like a tablet and all this other stuff, but I have an iPad. I said, oh, okay, you know, I have a sketch program on my iPad. I'm like, all right, well, I can just, you know, I'll just get like a stylus for my iPad. I go in and, because Fry's is a huge, like the one at least by us, it's gigantic.
Gigantic.
For this Fry's that's here by us, you walk in and there's like
It's got its own
a
weather. It's got its own
yeah.
ecosystem. Yeah,
It's
no.
ridiculous. It does. It has like 10,000 gallon fish tanks and like a Poseidon chariot with guys in suits and everything. It's a very weird building and it looks like a ziggurat. Like it looks like a temple. It's very odd. I mean, it's really bizarre. So
Yeah.
I go in there and I pass, you know, Poseidon's chariot and I pass the, you know, divers from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And so I go over there to the computer section and I say, look, I need a Pogo stylus. You know, that's the one that everybody has. And the guy's like, we don't have one. We don't have that yet. We don't have it. I'm like, okay, well, I don't believe you. So I go and I check my iPhone and I go to the Fry's website and I type in Pogo stylus and you have to take that wig off.
why, dude.
You have to take that wig off. I can't do this that way.
This is my steez now. It's my new steez. You don't like it? I went out in public with this wig today. It's a bright it's a wig. It's very like Zigzag Sputnik kind of like it's a how would you describe it?
Frightening.
Okay. And so it's got like black roots and like bright pink highlights, and I went out in public with this today. I went I drove in a car and I went to Target. I went shopping at Target with this wig. And you know what the weirdest thing is? Nobody reacted at all.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I have absolutely zero doubt that nobody reacted to the fact that you were wearing that, because as I'm looking at you now, yeah, it's like starting to sink in and it's starting to look normal.
Right.
But you keep like getting too close to the camera, mm-hmm, and it's starting to see that part is the part that's weirding me out a little bit.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So yeah, thanks for doing it again. So anyway, let me finish my story. So I've got, so this guy tells me that they don't have one. So I click on, you know, a couple buttons and on my iPhone, and I check, and the Fry's website has the ability to actually, you know, you can check each store's inventory, mm-hmm, and they're like, yeah, we have like 17 of them. So annoyed, I go and find a different computer, because I was going to go back to the first guy and say
like, hey, look, like, you know, I can apparently use this from outside your store and look in, correct, and you couldn't do that here for me?
And you're a computer store, and you can't check your own inventory. So no. I go over to a different guy, and I'm like, I'm looking for the Pogo slice. He's like, I don't think we have that. I don't even know what it is. So I show him the iPhone. I'm like, this is the Fry's website, and it says you have it. See this store inventory line right here?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, some other guy, Keith, do we have this? And then this other guy says, yeah, I think it's by the cell phones. So, and I'm like, okay, well, where is the cell phone? Because I could be like on a Sherpa expedition and not find the cell phones in this building because it's so big. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, it's over past the cafe and the aquarium.
Right.
So I go over there and like buried behind like iPhone cases and other things is this. I mean, it's not that big. It's only like, you know, it's like, what is it, like six inches long? I mean, it's like it's a tiny little
pen.
You know,
it's like
thing.
A pen looking thing.
It's like a pen. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a little pen. And I find it and I bring it back to the second guy and I say, look, I found it. I found it right here. He's like, oh, okay, great. I'm glad you found
what
it.
What are you doing now? So you want to, you're hoping that you're going to educate someone about their.
I'm hoping. Yes, that's exactly what I'm hoping. I'm hoping I can get a little bit of, you know, closure or something. I'm having like an emotional moment about it. Right. So I said, you know, it might behoove you, since you can't use this capacitive stylus with like a Nokia or like a BlackBerry phone, you know, it's like you might as well just put it with the Apple stuff because it's designed for iPhones and iPads.
Right.
And he looks at me and he says, yeah, but have you seen what a mess the Mac section is?
That's the best. You're like, yeah.
You're like, I'm like, I didn't notice. Well, be that as it may.
Now, dude, they just hire homeless people off the street and pay them like $7 an hour.
They would do better. I think the homeless people would do better. I can't imagine. And there, it's not like there's only one guy at the Fry's. I mean, there were probably 60 employees on the floor
of
the store. Uh-huh. They have a lot of people. Uh-huh. And I guess that just breeds like them not having to know anything, because then they could just pass it on to the next doofus that walks over.
Right. But nobody specialized, because it's not like that. So it's like you don't have a guy who knows about like that and a guy that knows about this. It's just like a whole bunch of people that don't know anything. And right. Then you're in the there and you're like, oh, this is great. It's Fry's. And they have like, when I go to like to Target or I go to Best Buy, like there's nobody in there and I'm looking around and I can't find anybody. But here there's all these people. Wow, this is going to be great. And then you talk and they're all just like, they could just be some, it's like you're talking to a stranger.
So I go to the checkout and I say,
they don't know what's in the store. They don't care what's in the store.
They have no idea. They could care less.
I tried to help him be better at his job. And he was like, dude, I have other things to do.
Exactly. Right. So I go in there and I go to the checkout and I say, so is there any, like, can I just mention that this should probably be.
Dude, you're trying way too hard.
But, you know, it's like, I wanted something to tell me that I actually was.
No.
Was vindicated.
No.
I hate that. I hate it so much when the guy says, oh, we don't have it, and it's right in front of him.
Yeah.
It just bugs me, right? Because that's all his job is. He doesn't have a complicated job. This person, all this person does all day is retail. He helps people with questions and problems, and you would think after a certain period of time in the store would know his or her inventory.
Maybe he was new.
Don't give him the benefit of the
maybe
doubt.
Maybe they were all new.
Don't go to the dark side. So I go to the checkout and I say, is there like a way that I can give you guys like a comment or something? And so the girl says, oh yeah, hold on a second, let me get it. So she grabs this paper form.
Yeah.
It's like with like a no mail necessary.
It goes
that like you're supposed to like write it out. I'm like, oh, it's high tech.
Do you know where that goes when you fill it out and drop it in a mailbox?
Into the trash cans.
They put it somewhere and just. Yeah. Do you think anybody, given your experience, do you think anybody would?
No, exactly right. Well, I just thought it was hilarious that it was. I mean, this is just sort of a general. And I think we've talked about this before on the show. It's just sort of a general customer service, you know, problem because it's like you can't. Nobody. Even thought to say, hang on a sec, let me just grab a manager because I think it's probably a good point.
Nobody knows what's going on anymore. You go into a place like that, how could anybody, I mean, I don't know what's going on. You don't know, it's like hyper, like stimulus overload. You go in, there's just, it's so huge, it's like its own country. And
I was overwhelmed when I first walked in.
Right. I mean, and then they have one manager, like there's a manager and he manages or she manages like that shift. And there's 60 people running around. Do you think they're on antidepressants or something and they're just kind of gliding through life and they're going to like, oh yeah, let me take your complaint seriously and make this work better. No, that doesn't exist. Did it ever?
It's amazing.
Did it ever exist?
Yes, it did. I think it did at some point in time.
You know what else?
But it doesn't exist anymore.
Did you get thrown out is the question. Did you?
Not this. I didn't irritate them to the point of getting ejected from the store. Not this time, at least. Next time, I don't know. But this time, no, not so much.
I can tell you how to do it. Because I had a friend who went into the Best Buy. You know the Best Buy?
Yeah, with the blue shirts.
Yeah. So he went into the Best Buy and he was like, he needed like a cable. And this is similar to what happened to you, but it has a very different ending. So he was like, I need a cable. And he's looking in the computer section for cables because he's hooking up his computer to a high-definition television. It's okay. A computer cable. It's like computer on one end and TV on the other end. So he's looking around and he's looking at all the different cables. And there's a bunch of different types of cables, but there isn't his cable. So he asks somebody and she says, what do you need? And he's like, this cable is this and this. And she's, you know, the same thing. No, I've never heard of that. I don't think, definitely don't have that. If it's not here, it's nowhere. He's like,
right. That's my favorite line. Yeah. If it's not on the shelf, we don't have it.
Right. So he then wandered around the store a little more and he was over in the high definition television area and he came across said cable. He was like, oh, here's the cable I need. So cool. Success story. But then he did what you did, which is a giant error and you should never do it again. He decided he was going to help Best Buy or help this employee or he was going to help. And so he went back and he was like, I just want you to know. And it was totally, he's not the type of guy that would be like, aha, look what I found, biatch. You know, like he's not that type of dude. Right. So he was just like, here, I found the cable. And I just thought, you know, if anybody asks, like they're over in the TV area. And
because I doubt I'm the first person that's ever asked for this. And I probably won't be the last.
And yeah. And she was like, uh-huh. And he was like, so he got, I think at that point he got a little miffed and he said, and it's important for me to get the wording of this right. He said, I just thought you people would want to know what you have in your stores. And apparently, and she was African American and he started the sentence with you people. So it turned into this like crazy charged, like racial incident where she was like, oh, and she got all mad. And then they were like arguing. And then the manager came over and then he told the story to the manager who was also African American, and it just brilliant. And it didn't go anywhere except that he was asked to leave the store. They were like, you need to go now. And he was like, I'm not coming back to Best. Like he was at that point, he was irritated.
I will never come back to a Best Buy. Has he ever shopped at Best Buy again?
I'm sure he probably has. Yeah.
See, that's the other problem. That's an amazing story. Cause also
right. So if you ever, yeah, I mean, that's yeah, one like, that's
one
people,
way. Like you people clerks.
Yeah, I mean, you people that work at Best Buy. You're like you people. I thought you people. He's
pseudo nerd.
He's from New Zealand, and you know, there's. I mean, not everybody uses the exact same phrases, and I mean, he's lived here right. for a while, but not forever. And it's like he meant it like you know, you people that work at the store would want to know what's in your store. Not like you African Americans would want to know what's in your store. That doesn't even make sense. But he was like, what you people might you know, want to know that. It ended badly. It was horrible. So, but
did
I think
he
it was
the back. Cable?
Well, I think there was a sale. But no, he didn't get the cable because he was asked to leave. Like they made him leave.
It wasn't even like we'll buy our product and then get out. No, it was like, I think you should just get what you need, came here for. I'm glad you found the cable, and I think you just go and get the cable and go.
No. It was like
they were like, let me see that cable. Now get out.
It was like
here.
Your money's no good here now because you said this
your
thing.
Money's no
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it was like bye. Don't feeling like I Cylinder. And I just that's crazy, right?
That is crazy, actually. I'm not going to lie. That is a little... That's nuts.
But this is my point. It's like there's this Best Buy parent corporation somewhere in like Minnesota or wherever they are, and it's like they don't know what's going on. They just have like people, and they look at little charts with numbers, but like you go in there, and it's like depending on which one you go into, it's its own little island of like czarness. Yeah. You know, they all have their own flavor depending on where they are, and nobody... I mean, it's... And they don't care. They don't care.
That's the part that amazes me. They do not care. They just don't care.
And part of it is people go in there and they're so fucking frustrated anyway because they're like trying to find some weird. They bought like into this giant complicated technological mess of a thing that we have. And they're like, okay, well, I need to watch a movie and I need to hook device up to device, you know, device A to device B to watch my movie on my disc. And then they're like, oh, but it's the wrong type of discs. And oh, like that. Oh, it didn't work. I put it in. It didn't work. It said the disc was dirty. And it's like, do I need a cleaner? And it's like, no, you put a Blu-ray disc in a DVD player. And like, it's and then the cables and the things. And, you know, now it's what, but you can get the movie online. Like, and then, you know, you've talked to employees at Best Buy. They're like, they'll start talking about something totally different from what you are actually there for. Like, I want to plug in my DVD player to my TV. And they're like, you know, you can get movies on Netflix now, right? And they're built into this new TV. I mean, and you can get a thing, right? You know that, right?
Sale.
Yeah, right,
sale,
exactly.
Selling. Yeah.
But it's like, how many different ways can you get movies now? Like 400? I mean, it's psychotic.
Yeah, everything's gotten really complicated.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean, it's forget about like movies and electronics, but phones used to be like you had a phone and then people could call it. And then it's like, okay, and I can answer it. Hi, how you doing? But it was stationary and people didn't like that. So, okay, cool. So now we have the remote phones that are like little radios we carry around. Cell phones, right? Cool.
Also known as cell phones.
Yeah, that's useful.
You are so on the cutting edge, you understand?
But that's useful.
You have no idea.
That's useful, right? But then they're like, we need to put a computer in there, right? And then now all hell broke loose. So now it's like you're texting and you're emailing, and then it's got to play video the right way, and blah blah blah. New phones have like HDMI output to hook up to your HDTV.
Yeah, no, I know. It makes no sense.
But it's like,
I don't know how. And it's like those are the features that I never get. Like I saw a camera recently that has a projector built into it. It's like a Nikon still camera that has a projector built into it, and it's like. It's like, oh, hang on. Let me show you this picture that I just took of you on the wall. Click. You know, I don't get
why. But it
why
already
that,
has a screen it, in it, right?
Is it so important that I have to project?
I don't know.
And I'm sure it's a piece of crap projector. I'm sure it's absolutely rubbish.
What the fuck are we doing? Everything. Toyota's recalled a billion cars or whatever and lost $1 trillion because their cars now have a mind of their own and they're like... You know, because they're all like complicated because they're all used to be very simple and you could work on them if you were so inclined and you could do you now you open it up. It's like computers and weird, you know, it's like buses. You read the manual and it's like reading a manual for a mainframe computer from like the 60s.
Well, that's the thing. Even like little computer car shops now have, you know, it's like, oh, well, we'll just plug it into the diagnostic thing. And they're like click. And then all of the. You know, data comes in on the car. It's a car. Yeah. It's a car.
It's crazy. I think we're trying to I don't know what we're trying to do. Does anybody know what we're trying to do? We don't have a focus. I think that's part of the problem. We're just making shit and hey, now I put a, you know, cell phone inside my remote control that I can carry in, you know, you can use your cell phone as a remote control for your TV now.
Yeah.
On the Google TV, you use the Bluetooth.
I remember when I was for one period of time, very brief period of time. Yeah. I was the coolest guy that anybody knew.
That's not possible.
It was in my driver's ed class.
It was in your dream.
No, this was a true story. This is for real.
No.
Yes, I was cool for like 20 minutes. And I had one of those Casio watches that could also was a remote control.
Okay.
It was a watch and a TV remote control and could also do VCRs and all that stuff. So I'm in driver's ed.
That's not cool. Dude, that's not cool.
But it is cool. This is a nerd's win kind of moment, you know? So I go in and for some reason, because I have glasses on probably, the you know, drunken ex-bus driver who was our driver's ed instructor, he decided I was the only person that knew about technology, like the only kid in class that could like figure out anything with the top loading VCR that they had, mm-hmm. you know, still at the at this driver's ed school. So what I would do is, you know, we would like do our tests or whatever, and then they would put in one of those like ridiculously terrible educational movies, and I would sit there and I would scan the, you know, I'd scan the frequency until I found the frequency of the VCR, mm-hmm. and then I would just slowly pulse the fast forward, like again and again, so it would like go
right.
And the guy would be like, Trevor, come on up here. Come on. We got some kind of problem with this thing. I don't know what's going on with this. You want to come on up here. So I go in and I'd like open up the back of the tape. And I'd be like, oh, look at the tape. It's all messed up. He's like, well, put whatever you want in there. And I don't know what about this stuff.
But I have I have a question.
Yeah.
Didn't you grow up in New York?
No, I grew up in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, that, which is close to Virginia, which is where that
was. Because I was like, that guy sounds like, yeah, he sounds like he lives on, you know, in like Atlanta yeah. or something. I'm like,
I was
confused.
Yeah, he was a Virginiaite, I think.
Okay.
And so I'd put in like, you know, Death Crashes 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was a hero. I was actually a hero.
That's such a sad little story. Because <It's laughs> you think you were cool. You were.
It wasn't. I didn't think it. I knew it. I knew it. I was cool.
So, you know, I don't know why we're doing any of that stuff. I think it might be that we have a death wish or something. Like, we're trying to make everything so complicated and so specialized that nobody knows how to do anything. And then something will fail and we'll all, like, maybe the robots will take over. Right?
You think that's going to happen?
I think, and then they'll probably decide in the first 5 minutes of being in charge.
I know that's how it's going to happen. I know how it's going to happen. I know how it's going to start.
5 minutes. They'll be in charge right. for 5 minutes. They'll be like, you don't need these anymore. And then we're gone.
No. Yeah. No. It's going to start on November 1st.
What? Look, this year?
This year, November 1st, is the beginning of the end.
No, it's not. It's like is this a Mayan calendar thing? What?
No. This is a NASA calendar thing.
Oh, NASA. What are they doing?
So it's the final shuttle mission of Discovery. And this is not only Discovery's final shuttle mission, but the final shuttle mission of any shuttle in the United States space program.
Okay.
Which is very sad.
That is kind of amazing.
Because now we have to pay Russians to take us to space, which is stupid. So
it's called outsourcing.
It's called dumb. It's called anti-American. But
ooh, that's heavy.
Called commie bullshit. So
but they're not communist anymore. Do you know that?
Says you.
Do you know that?
Says you.
Okay.
Says you. So no, I think we're the communists actually. So NASA is planning on bringing Robonaut 2 on the space shuttle for this final mission.
I don't know what. Wait. Robonaut.
Robonaut.
Like robotic astronaut?
Like robotic astronaut. So it is like basically it's a torso that's a fully, it's like, have you seen that robot Asimo? It's like Honda robot.
Yeah, the white, it was in like the Beck video, right? The dance.
Yeah, right? But this one is like, this one looks like the Master Chief from Halo.
Okay.
It's like got like a gold visor on it and it's like all buff and it has like muscles actually that like flex. I'm not kidding.
Dude,
look it up. Robonaut 2.
Dude.
I'm not joking around, okay. Right? So
the giant golden robot with flexible muscles. This sounds like some kind of like, porn movie or something you watch.
Its helmet
what is this?
Its helmet is gold, like the rest of it's white, right? Okay. So but it can lift like 20 or 30 pounds and it's in each arm and it's this fully automated robot. Uh-huh. And then it's almost like a centaur because then they put it on a tank basically and it just goes around.
You keep,
and it's got like a fully
you keep
automated
saying things that don't make sense.
What do you mean?
Well, you start with Robonaut, which already doesn't make sense, and the shuttle mission, none of that makes sense. But then you're like, it has golden, it can flex its muscles and it's golden, and then now you're like, and it's a centaur. Like, what are you? Are you okay? Like like what's going on?
I've been drinking.
Have you?
Again.
I mean, do we need to check you in again, or like?
No, that's the problem. Is that I'm being serious, and the issue is that
So it's a robot torso on a tank
body.
And it looks like a centaur with a golden visor and flexible muscles. And NASA thought, let's send this to space.
And let's just leave it there.
Oh, they're going to leave it in space.
They're going to leave it on the International Space Station.
Why would they do that?
See, this is my
concern. Wait. Is the space station weaponized at all? Like, because then we're all...
I hope not. That's my concern, is that eventually, like, it might not be.
Oh, God.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Nobody knows. Nobody's going to say whether or not it is or not.
Can it manufacture more of its kind from, like, space debris? Can it, like, bring in space debris from all that junk that's out there and, like, build, like, more of itself or something?
What it does is it can touch surfaces with its fingers. Mm-hmm. And create 3D representations in its robot mind of those surfaces and then know them the next time it touches them. Holler.
Oh, we're so fucked. Why are we doing that? What's the, like,
I don't know exactly. That's, I don't know why we're doing that.
Because they're going to turn on us one day.
Right. One advantage of a human, I'm reading this article. One advantage of a humanoid design is that Robonaut can take over simple, repetitive, or especially dangerous tasks on such places as the International Space Station. Dangerous tasks and repetitive tasks such as plunging a knife into a human heart again and again and again.
Oh, God. Why are we doing that? Why? Why are we doing that?
And then
they're
what's going to
happen? Here's the thing. They're not going to want to do those repetitive tasks forever. They're going to get sick of it. And they're with their robot mind, they're going to decide, like, fucking, I'm going to rise up.
Correct.
And we don't need these once they can build them. Can it build replicas of itself? Because once that happens, and somebody's going to do that, and once that person does that, we're fucked forever. We're dead. We're gone. Like, at that point, they're like, we don't need these pesky, irritating things anymore that make us do repetitive, dangerous tasks in space. They'll just, like, go, seems pretty cool. Let's just take this over.
It has, you know, articulated fingers that are detail-oriented. So my guess is it is not too far a cry to think that this could actually put something together. And then we have a renegade robot army on the moon that will end up attacking Earth.
Wow. Wow, that's bleak.
I don't know what to tell you. This is what I foresee in America's future.
So I just want to point out that you told me you were insistent. You were like, you should not look at a screen and you should not type on your keyboard. You now have multiple windows open on your giant monitor, and you just turned on your iPad device, and you're looking at
that. I'm going to show you the picture.
You're looking at that.
I'm going to show you the picture.
Why can't I do that? Why can't I turn on?
Well, you can do it, but because you get too distracted because you have a pink wig on.
So this is, we'll do some editing in this area.
God, I hope so. Look at this thing.
Wow. Okay. It's made by GM. We have nothing to worry about.
I forgot to tell you that. It's made by GM. I forgot to tell you that.
We have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's a NASA and GM robot.
Yeah, it's all government, right? Like,
No, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, what could happen? No, seriously, that can't possibly work like it says. They can't build a fucking car that people want to buy, and yet they can build, like, a gold. That's bizarre, man. Is that
right? It looks like an action figure.
It's like the third member from Daft Punk. That's what that is. It's like, and they're putting him in space.
Robot rock. Yeah, it's not what I want to see.
No, that's bad news.
Yes, it is bad news.
You know what's not bad news? We're hiring a babysitter.
Well, that is good news.
It is good news. It means I can actually do things in my life that
get some work done for a change.
Yeah, because I've been doing that for a while. But so in the process, we were in the process of getting a babysitter, and there's websites now for everything. Like, if you want, you know, like, something to buy, if you want to buy something locally, you go to Craigslist or whatever, and you deal with those crazy Craigslist people that, like, you know,
murderers.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary.
Pederists.
It's scary, but you could get a deal, so it's worth it, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm willing to deal with murders or pederasts, but oh man, I can get this leaf blower for $20.
Yeah, so that's Craigslist. And then, I mean, you just have all these different, you know, because, you know, we live in complicated times. There's a million ways to, like, get things and find things, and there's, you know, 1,000 services. So there's one specifically for babysitters. And you go on there and you basically browse babysitters online, and it's like Amazon for babysitters. And so it's weird because the babysitters are on these, like, product pages where it feels like a picture. It just looks like an Amazon product page. So it's just a picture of the babysitter on the left, and then it has, like, some stuff.
What, like 5 stars or, like, 4 stars?
It has stuff on the, yeah, it has stuff on the right about, like, you know, what their description of, like, who they are and what they, you know, what they want and everything. And then underneath the main picture, there's, like, other little thumbnails, and you can, because they can upload more than one picture, and you can look at, like, different pictures. It's like product view. It's weird. It's because it's a babysitter, right? So so I'm on there, and I'm looking on there. We're going through, like, a bunch of them, my wife and I, and to me, because I'm a man, so to me it's kind of like a hot or not process in a weird way. Like, and I know that's that's completely,
that is a great way to choose a babysitter, and I'm sure your wife really appreciated that.
It's completely screwed up, but I'm like, I'm a male, you know? So I'm like, oh, like, oh, there's pictures. And I'm like, oh, she's cute. And she's just like, oh God, she's like rolling her eyes. And,
it's like, which one of these has the greatest potential for me to have an infidelity with?
Yeah, no, but that's, I mean, I would never do that. But what I'm looking through these pictures, and there's, like, all these descriptions. I'm energetic, I'm this, I'm that. It's almost like a dating site. It's bizarre. It's like so many different things in one. And we're going through these different people. So we got to this one, and she was, you know, like 22 years old, and, you know, going to school and whatever. And I'm like, oh, show me that other picture where she's wearing the short dress. and you shouldn't say that.
No, you don't want to. That's like a negative moment.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that to your wife when you're looking for a babysitter. And she's like, are you doing this for your son? And I said, if by my son you mean, and I gestured at my penis. And that made it worse.
That went over even worse. Yeah.
That made it really bad. I had to recover. I had to recover from that one for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, you know, I'm just joking around. Of course, show me the other one. And, you know, like, I was whatever. I mean, it was bad, but it's like a weird process. Like, cause everything's online and it's all kind of samey. It's all kind of like, you know, the interfaces are kind of the same, and it's just like shopping for, like, a young woman. It's almost like a Russian bride service.
Yeah. It's like a human trafficking website.
Yeah. Basically. I mean, you could repurpose that in so many different ways. It could, you know what I mean? And I just, the whole thing was bizarre. So I'm not sure how I feel about that. Because usually you just find somebody in the neighborhood and you hire them or whatever. But it's like now everybody has to have all these, like, credentials, and I know CPR, and I know blah, 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 blah. And it's like this, I will take your child and take them to the thing and go over here and blah, blah. And it's like they're going to watch your kid for, and in our case, it's like 2 hours a day, 2 days a week.
I like women. I like to watch. I'm experimental.
Right.
I shave everything. Like, these are, like, other lines that are, you know, much lower down on the list. You know, you really got to scroll down to get to those.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. So apparently.
And why would you be involved in this process?
Oh, you mean like she's crazy? Like asking me? Is that what you mean?
No, like, why would you be involved in this process of picking a female babysitter with your wife?
Because our male babysitter moved.
You just weren't man enough for him.
I don't something like that. No, he moved and he moved away, and we were in Texas. We actually visited. They actually came up there. He's in Arkansas, Alabama. No, Arkansas. One of those A states. Alaska, and so since that's right next to Texas on the size chart, he headed over, and, you know, we met up and everything because he's been the babysitter forever. But now we need a new babysitter. And apparently you have to do everything together as a family, and, you know, we have to choose and do the right thing and whatever. But I just,
And you just inadvertently clicked on babysitterpunishment.com.
No, nothing like that. It was a it was like baby something. I don't know. Babysitter something. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was like this weird, it just, cause I walked
babysitter,
in.
Babysitter confidential.
Well, I walked in the middle of it. And so, you know, it was, for me, it was just like, I didn't go into the site and read the mission statement or any of this stuff. So to me, it was just like,
Hot girls.
I was just like, oh, okay. What are we looking at? Like, what?
My dreams have come true.
Yeah, it's like what's going on right now? So
tragic.
So that was a weird.
Yeah. So like the takeaway of that is, when you're looking for a babysitter,
yeah, don't talk about your penis.
Make no commentary.
Don't talk about your penis. Don't ask too many questions. Just kind of nod a lot and then go. You know, probably what I should have done is just nod and gone, yeah, they all seem good. And what do you think? That's probably all I.
Yeah, that's probably the best solution. That's
probably all I should have said.
Because getting into the whole, conversation about, can I see? Is there a bikini shot?
And the reason I'm telling you this story is because I know that you're, you don't have family, you don't have kids, but you might have them at some point. I don't know.
Yes, you might have them at some
point. What I'm saying is, when you get to this point,
it's a life lesson for me.
I've made a lot of mistakes, is what I'm trying to say.
That's evidenced by what I see right now.
And I say a lot of things that don't, like, I have to dig out of those things for a long time, and I'm just trying to save you time, and I'm trying to give you advice.
I appreciate it.
Because I know that you might also think similar thoughts, being male, perhaps, and one day you'll be looking for a babysitter, and just it'll come up like, oh, is she hot? And then you'll just think back, you'll be like, oh, Kurt,
Kurt said not to sound like a pederast.
Not a pederast. I mean, these are adult women. I mean, can you not? Label me.
They are 21, they're not really free to make those decisions should they come up.
Yeah. So but I don't think I should talk about this anymore.
No, I think now is probably an appropriate time to end this specific topic of conversation.
Yeah. I think it's dangerous. What else, man? What else is going on with you? I know the last time we talked, you were going. Did you go to Disneyland?
I did actually go to Disneyland.
Was it everything Disneyland is promised?
It was. You know, the only thing that we, because they have, like, right now they have a because Tron is coming out. You know, Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
And so they've taken an area, and on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays they do this electronica, thing where they turn it all, like, basically like into a rave, essentially, right? So, but they have in one of the theaters, they actually have like a 3D demo of footage. It's like 5 minutes of the actual film that you can go in and watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's cool. I'd like to see that, And I sit in front of these two like drunken rednecks, like the only two drunken rednecks in all of Disneyland. And I end up sitting in front of them. And their kid, who's like 4, hates them both.
Yeah.
And
because they're drunken rednecks.
Because they're drunken rednecks. And the kid's like, Daddy, stop talking. I can hear you talking. And it was
Gilbert Gottfried? Like,
yes, that's right. It was okay, all right. Yeah, it was Gilbert Gottfried. Yes.
Wow.
Their child, amazingly, he's tall enough to be their child, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. So Gilbert was there with his redneck parents.
Gilbert was there with his redneck family.
Watching Tron, hated him.
Watching Tron, yeah. Hating his redneck family. Can you please? Hating his redneck family, right? Yeah. So, and they were just being so obnoxious. And it's just, it's like, I hate when, like, they are so, I don't know what, I hesitate to say, insecure about themselves or whatever, that they, like, have to ruin it for, like, people were, like, throwing things at them. Like, I got hit by something that was meant for these guys. Because they were being that, they were like, yeah, Tron, yeah, cyber pussy. Like, it was that bad. It was pretty bad.
What are you talking about? I can't figure out what you're saying. What happened? Gilbert Gottfried was there with his parents. They were rednecks. And then all of a sudden, things are being thrown and somebody's yelling cyber pussy.
Because there's like the scene that they chose, Tron, was like the scene where Sam ends up in the digital world first. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't, it's like a little scene. And these four, honestly, these four like ridiculously hot programs come out and they use these laser tipped fingers and cut his clothes off.
You just said ridiculously hot programs.
Yeah. Well, that's what they are. They're like programs.
Do you think you're cool right now again? Is this a thing where you think you're cool again?
No.
Okay.
This part I don't. This part is actually going all wonky on me.
Oh God. So I've never been to Disneyland. Is it, it to me it 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 and it's not because I'm anti-commercial and I don't believe in Disney and Disney's horrible and what a horrible machine of a thing and an industry and any of that. I don't feel that. I've just never been there. But I kind of
have you been to Disney World?
I've never been
Florida?
To any Disney.
You've never been to anything.
Any
okay.
Disney. I've been to I've been to things. I've been to like theme parks and you know like Six Flags.
Hey, yeah, no, yeah. That I get. But you haven't been to a Disney park anywhere on the globe.
No. I haven't. I've been to
well, it's like some people say
SeaWorld, which is not Disney affiliated, right? It's like
no.
Busch Gardens or something different.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I've been there.
That doesn't count.
Way too early. My son just was like, "Hey, you're spending money and I don't know what's going on." I mean, it was too early. But we went there and so we went to Orlando and I guess we could have gone to Disney, but we didn't.
Cuz some people say like, "I haven't been to Disneyland, but I've been to Disney World or Epcot or what, you know what I mean?"
Yeah.
It's like or it's like, I've been to Disneyland Paris, but I've never been to one in the United States or blah, blah, blah.
People say that. I've been to Disneyland Paris.
I've been to Disneyland Paris.
I thought it was called Euro Disney.
It is called, actually now it is called Disneyland Park.
They eliminated the any kind of...
P-A-R-C.
Oh.
Because it's the French.
Okay.
It's Disneyland Park.
I assume that, and don't take this the wrong way, because I know you like to go there. I assume that everybody there was a redneck. Except for you. I just assumed that
you assumed it was me too.
That's probably not true because I've had family members that have gone or whatever. But I didn't. That it wouldn't surprise me that if you went to see something at Disneyland or World, that half of the people or more would be rednecks in that particular theater. So it's not like that.
I actually find that the Florida Disney World Magic Kingdom in Florida is actually more rednecky than the one that's here. Because also the makeup's different, the demographic's different. So like down in Florida, 90% of the people that go are from out of town.
Are from the Southeast though too, right? Like,
and I would no, not necessarily. Yeah. They are just from somewhere else.
Because the Southeast is somewhere else.
True dad, that, double true.
That
but,
that's
um,
truly somewhere else. Like that, you go there and you're like, where the fuck am I? What is this?
Yeah,
where I
no,
am
I
right
mean,
now?
If,
I don't.
If you travel like into other areas of Florida, it's unbelievable
yeah.
how. You, where did I, what time am I, what decade am I in?
What is this?
You know, it's like you have what looks like a brand new Axl Rose t-shirt on right now. And that makes me very, very nervous because I think I'm actually a time traveler.
Yeah. So I just assumed it was just part of that.
No, because the park that's here, Disneyland, the original, mm-hmm. is 90%, not responsible for the figures on Uncomfortable Silence, but it's like 90% people that live within an hour's distance of Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost all locals that are at this park versus almost all out-of-towners that are at the other one.
Got it. So it's better.
I actually much prefer Disneyland to Disney World.
Which one's by you?
Disneyland, the first one, the original. Quelle originale.
So you prefer the one by you better than the one in the Southeast?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Well, that's good.
Or Paris.
Keeping you sane. You've been to the one in Paris too?
Yes.
Wow. You're like, I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing that I find interesting about that place is that they run a pretty tight ship and a very continuous experience 365 days a year for sometimes like 20 hours a day. And for the most part, it works. I mean, every now and again, you get stuck on a ride, but for the most part, it's pretty consistent.
So you like it for its production value?
I do, actually.
So you go places and you're like, amazingly well.
Yeah. Yeah. So like as a mm-hmm. person that designs, you know, experiential events and does shows and does, you know, corporate events and video and all that stuff, I go there because I'm constantly like reverse engineering. You know, it's like, oh, how did they do that projector? You know, it's like, oh, look, it's an infrared projector that's connected to like a automated gaming system, but it's not really like the Kinect or like, blah, blah. You know, it's like my brain's working when I'm there. That's really why I like to go.
Oh, okay.
Because I steal stuff.
You don't go
in my mind.
You don't go for the rides or for the shows.
The rides. I don't like the show so much.
What are the shows like Disney on Ice? What are they even? I don't even know. I can't even imagine. I don't know. I don't know what they are.
You should go sometime.
It's lumped in with like NASCAR with me. It's lumped into like this.
And see, I like NASCAR now too. After the no fee mortgage project, we went to all those NASCAR places. You didn't go to them, but I went to a couple of the NASCAR spots. I actually really like NASCAR now.
Okay. I'm so taken aback. I don't even know what to say to that, but I will say this. I live in the Northeast.
Yes.
So the Northeast has this attitude toward NASCAR that is like, it doesn't exist.
Right.
So much so that I was at a Halloween party like last night, and it was a party where you had to be two different things, like wrapped in one
at the same time.
Like, so I was Mickey Rourke Mouse, just to give you an idea. So I was Mickey Rourke and Mickey Mouse together in the same like being.
Did you license that costume?
I made that costume. No, because I stole the pants with the big buttons and the that part of the outfit from my Lackey Mouse costume from 10 years ago, where I was Mickey Mouse's pissed off younger brother that like never made it, and Mickey got famous and he didn't care about the family anymore, and blah blah blah. So I was Lackey Mouse, and I had parts of it, and so I used part of that with some Mickey Rourke paraphernalia, and so I bring it
like a severed thumb.
I look like Mickey Rourke. There's a picture floating around on the Facebook.
Yeah, you look exactly like Mickey.
No,
Rourke.
Look on the
moving on.
Look on the fucking Facebook, because dude, I pulled it off. That's all I have to say. So I'm at this party and I'm talking to this guy, and he's wearing a shirt and it says like Dunlop on the top, and it says 24, and then he's wearing a suit, and then like a suit coat. It's like a, you know, pinstripe, you know, suit coat. And then you go around, I'm trying to guess everybody's thing. So I come up to him and I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, oh, it's some kind of sports thing. Like, I don't know that very well. So I'm like, I'm not going to get this. So he goes, oh, let me pull this out. So he pulls out a phone, but it's like a wireless home phone, which is about the size of the cell phones from the 80s. And so he's like holding it there, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't, I can't figure out your costume. And he's like Wall Street. And I'm like, Gordon Gekko. And he's like, yeah. And then he's pointing at the shirt, and I'm like, I have no idea.
Jeff
Gordon Gekko. So I'm looking at the shirt and I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, it's interesting. I couldn't get anywhere here. Models, any kind of like sporting goods store, anywhere. I could not get a NASCAR shirt. I went in, or jersey, anything. I went in and I asked people, and I was like, you know, do you have a NASCAR section? And they were just looking at me like I had five heads or whatever. Like, it just doesn't exist here. And I thought they had like a store in Times Square or something, but I guess they don't. And
no,
and
I think they're building it, but
it's just like not here. So
non-existent.
So and when you bring it up, people are like, oh, you know, talentless. And
yeah,
they are. And it's not, because it's actually super hard. Like, to drive that car and drive it well and be able to like do all the things for the amount of time that they do, like, you have to be like built, number one. You have to like be able to hold your hands out that long in front of you. Just do that, you know, for like as long as the race is.
With vibrations.
In a car that's going that fast with that much takes that much energy to turn and vibrate and stuff. Yeah, yeah. You're gonna get tired. And then on top of it, you have to take in like all this stuff that's happening at an enormous speed and be able to move. I mean, it actually takes skill. People are like, oh, you mean the one where you just turn left and you know, that's like the joke. But
it's fine. Some of these guys actually lose like 16 pounds in a race
because they're working so hard,
because there's just sweating, like they just their whole body just
that's the other thing you have to
lose 10 pounds in a race.
You have to do all that in this like hot car with all this like safety.
There's no air conditioning
with all the safety gear on and all the stuff, and it's like you're
driving around in a Prius,
right? It's not. So do you drive a Prius now that you're in California?
No, I don't. I've got an FJ Cruiser.
Oh dude, that's an SUV.
Toyota SJ Cruiser.
Oh, is it hybrid?
No. But you know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about, because, you know, you can get stickers like for your car that say you're okay. You know, it's a high efficiency vehicle and you're okay to drive in the HOV lane. So I was thinking about just going and like taking a really good, you know, like 12 megapixel picture of one of those stickers. Uh-huh. And then putting it on my car, which is not high efficiency, but then going and like popping somebody's Toyota hybrid logo off of the back of their Prius and then putting it like a magnet and sticking it onto my car.
I think you can just buy those.
what the stickers?
The hybrid, like, magnet. The
hybrid
I think you can
yeah,
just buy
them. I think I'm sure that I can. Yeah. So that's my new plan, so that I can drive in the HOV lanes in LA, because as we discussed last week, the 4.5 hours that it would take me in rush hour would be cut down if I could drive in the HOV lane by myself.
So rather than buy a high fit, so you can just be one person in the car if you have.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If you've got like a Prius and you have a high, and it's not just Prius, but like Hondas and stuff too. But if you have a high efficiency vehicle sticker on your car,
why do you get to go faster? That doesn't make sense.
Because
those people should be sitting in fucking Those people should be sitting in fucking traffic because they're not belching emissions into the air. And the people with the belchy emissions car should be able to go fast in the HOV lane. Is it a toll lane?
No, it is not a toll road.
So what you do is all these people that are unemployed in California, I'm gonna tell you what to do with them. You put them all along the where the HOV lanes are, and you pick one up, and then you pay them like $5, and then you drive to where you get off, and then you get to go in that lane, and they get like $5 or $10 or whatever, and then they get out, and then they just wait there for somebody going the other way or going further.
That sounds like a great plan.
And then they get $5 more or $10 more to drive to the next place, and the person would gladly pay it. It's like a toll, right? Because toll roads would actually probably help your situation, but those are probably distasteful where you live. We have them all over here, and there's like the turnpike.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. But the turnpike like works, and traffic works pretty well on the toll road.
Your grasp of economics is quite impressive.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. So I just think that I could solve the California's unemployment problem, because you have the second worst unemployment in the country. Is that right?
Behind
Nevada. Is that right?
That's why all of my clients are in New York.
Excellent. And you chose that time to move to California.
I did, and it worked out just well. Worked out quite well for me. I'm swimming.
Excellent. Well, Trevor, I think I have found my. I think that's what I'm going to do with my life. I think this is my career change. I'm going to move to California, and I'm going to be one of the people that stands next to the road and waits for somebody that wants to get in the HOV lane. And
I think that's a good choice. I think that's a great choice.
Negotiate a price, and
yeah,
because I'm kind of.
And then you'd be like, "Let's go in the HOV lane. Let's go."
Because yeah, I'm tired of sitting behind a desk.
Yeah,
and I'm tired of working on a computer, and I'm thinking I could get outside and get some fresh air, or I don't know how fresh it is. You're by the freeway, but I mean it's, make some money.
Sounds like a good plan.
So maybe I'll be out there soon.
I want you to. By the time we have our call next week,
yeah,
and we do our next podcast, I want you to have some financials worked up on that plan.
I'm gonna like in a spreadsheet.
Yeah, I'd like to see a spreadsheet.
Do I need a business plan too? It's not really business. It's self.
You might want to think about some incorporation options.
You could start like a temp. You remember temp agencies? Do they still exist?
Yeah,
where they have the temporary employees.
Temporary people.
You could. It could be like a temps. It could be like a hov temps.
Car temps.
Hovel
temps.
Do people pronounce that ever, or do they always say HOV?
Hov.
Yeah.
I think they always say HOV. You might be the first to. Here's it. Everybody listening. It's the second phrase that's been coined now.
It's hov temps.
Hov temps.
It's hov temps.
Freebies and hov temps.
I think we should look into starting this as a business. Hov temps. Okay, let's do it. So any closing thoughts, Trevor Crafts, about something? I see your Inditron legacy. I see your giant screen background. Dude, what do you have for a monitor? Is that like a 52-inch television?
This is, you ready for this? This is a Hyundai 46-inch tri-def 3D TV.
Why would you have that as your monitor? You have to move your head to see the corners of the screen.
I wanted to do it. I got this for a project. And, it's like sometimes your mind doesn't understand what's going on when you tell it to do things. So it's like I'm clicking on... And I'm looking online, and I find this thing on eBay, and I'm like, oh, it's 46-inch. It should be fine. It'll fit. I'll, put it over here. I'll put it over there or something. And then I got it, and I'm like, this is the hugest thing I've ever seen.
And then you thought, I'll use it as my desktop monitor on my computer.
Because I was working on the 3D project, and I needed to be able to see stuff in 3D, right?
You can see it because it's, affecting your brain.
Yeah, I could see it from the other side. It's so hot in here right now in my room. It is so hot because this thing, it's a good 12 degrees hotter in this room than it is anywhere in the house at any given time. Because this thing is yeah. I mean... I can feel the heat from here.
Yeah, no, but dude, you made a mistake. You put a 46-inch
yeah, I did.
Device
I put
on your desk.
ridiculous computer screen in my office.
Are you gonna
also known as my room?
Are you gonna change it?
I am. I already have one of the other monitors.
Okay, yeah, because that's crazy.
The other option that I had was doing like
get a tired after.
It's weird because I feel like it's like the monolith from 2001.
Yeah, it's about that big.
It is about that big. Well, everybody, here we are. We wrapped up another week of frivolity on Uncomfortable Silence.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. One more week under our.
Am I still sexy without the wig?
Yes, you are. You're actually. Well. Let me see it again.
I'm kind of getting used to it, being on my skull. Oh, this makes
frightening. That is the worst radio ever.
Cringe cast. It's not radio. It's a cringe cast. People are cringing. Okay, what do you think? Sexy? Hot or not?
Hot.
Hot.
Fine. You made me admit it. Hot.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna start that over and I'm gonna edit that out. The magic of editing. We've decided that we can edit.
We can edit whatever we want to.
So say that again. Start the. start it again. Not the podcast, the empty part. The ending part. The endy empty part. Endy empty.
So that's. So that's it for another week. We've actually completed yet another one of these absolutely scintillating podcasts.
This is podcast number 3.
Podcast number 3. We hope everybody out there has enjoyed it. Kurt, have we gotten any fan mail yet?
I got one email.
The fan email.
I got one email to the silence@sarcasm.com email address. And they wanted to know if I had an erectile dysfunction because apparently there's a product out there for me. That's a true story. And
did Prince Bajir email us by any chance about his $6 million that he can put into our bank account?
He hasn't contacted us yet.
That's weird because I talked to him last week. I don't know.
Are you doing it?
Thinking about it.
I mean, it's free.
He sells a good he pitches a pretty good world.
It's free money. You should totally do it.
Kurt, if somebody wants to call you, how do they call you?
They call me on my cell phone. And that number is 989-217-8660. Call or text me. I got some texts. I actually did get a couple texts.
Cool.
And yeah, it was cool. And the people seemed like, hey, yeah, good show. And, you know, stuff like that. So that was cool. And and that's it. So
cool. And, you know, as always, guys, you know, if you have any thoughts about the show, if you'd like to hear us talk about something on the show.
Don't say that.
You know, then.
Don't promise that.
Well,
we're in disagreement about this, and
I think it'll make for a good show.
I'm not gonna sit here quietly while you promise people things that you can't necessarily deliver.
I'm like the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I make dreams possible.
That's nice.
I'm gonna go to bed tonight and dream you didn't wear that wig.
Once show. And you are the lone ratio. The body floating out of your space. And every time I see these purple trees, I realize just like you. Instead, I must have done one day.